this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Hey, hey, happy Monday. You're listening to Breaking Waves on Eastside FM. I'm your host, Alex Healy. I love diving into the latest health tech developments. So today, I've got some pretty incredible new developments to share with you. These aren't the ones you've seen on mainstream news platforms either. We're talking bionic eyes, genius inventions from 12-year-olds, and tech that's literally changing lives. Plus, I've got a little book review for you later on. It's called Ikigai, the Japanese secret to a long, happy life. But with someone with ADHD, I'll share how hard it can be to actually sit down and read, and I've got some tips for you. First, let's set the vibe. Here's Sailor Song by Gigi Perez on Eastside. Dive into some groundbreaking innovations that are hopefully shaping a brighter and more compassionate future for this world. Can you imagine a world where blindness is no longer irreversible? Well, Australian researchers at Monash University have unveiled the Genaris Bionic Vision System, a revolutionary technology aiming to restore vision to those who have lost it. Can you imagine? After nearly a decade of research and successful animal studies, human clinical trials are set to begin in Melbourne soon, aiming to revolutionize blindness treatment. This is absolutely incredible. And this medical breakthrough combines advanced robotics, cutting-edge neuroscience, innovative implant technology. I cannot imagine how much it'll cost, but hopefully in the future, once this becomes more legit, because right now it's just in Melbourne, hopefully it'll be covered on, obviously, Medicare. But this will be down the track. This will be years, because they're only at the stage of doing human tests now. So fingers crossed. Thank you to Monash University. They are just leading in health research and new developments right now. So proud. But I'm even more proud of it. A 12-year-old girl in Glasgow, she has created a solar-powered solution for the homeless. Rebecca Young is a 12-year-old student from Calvinside Academy in Glasgow. Said she thought of the invention after seeing people sleeping in the streets in the city. Obviously, that's very, very sad. All of us walk past the homeless, but this 12-year-old girl was so touched that she decided to actually try and help them and make a difference. And this innovative design that she created uses solar panels to charge a battery that powers heating elements within the blanket, providing warmth for up to 8 hours. And the heated blanket is integrated into a backpack, and the backpack design ensures portability and includes storage compartments. And this all began because the students were asked, if you were an engineer, what would you do? That's all it started with. 12 years old. God, what were you doing at 12 years old? What was I doing at 12 years old? Amazing. Lastly, let's talk about a power source that could last a lifetime. We're going all the way over to China now. Researchers at the Northwest Normal University, I love it's called a normal university, in Gansu, China, have developed a carbon-based nuclear battery, and it's the size of a coin. By the looks of it, it's the size of a 5-cent coin, and it's as thick as about if you prop two of them together. And it's capable of providing power for up to 100 years without recharging. And this innovation holds promise for things like powering devices in remote locations or medical implants or even space equipment where, you know, long-lasting energy sources are crucial. This incredible innovation is still in the development stages, although China does not share a lot with us or the world. So the fact that we know about this and they've shared it means I would say they're closer to a legitimate prototype. Time for a classic. This is Sade with Smooth Operator on Eastside. Alex Healy, and hear a word you'll never hear me say. I read a book. I know, shocking. I'm going to do a book review on it because I think it's the first book I've read in like probably 5 years, because I have ADHD and I've had it since I was 7. I was diagnosed, and I have read maybe 10 books in my lifetime. I mean, I'll read an article, you know, I'll read the hot goss, what's happening on socials, but reading a book is so hard. But I have to share this one because it's life-changing. It's about longevity. It's called Ikigai, the Japanese secret to a long and happy life. But first, let's address the difficulties of reading with ADHD, whether you have a kid or a family member with ADHD and they just will not read, or they cannot read, or they just freak out when they read. I mean, I don't freak out when I read. I freak out when I have to do maths. I don't know what it is. I've had ADHD, I think, when I was diagnosed when I was 7, and I thought it was a burden. Anyone out there who has ADHD, who thinks it's a burden on their life, it can be. However, it is the biggest blessing. I am so grateful for it because I am so energetic, I'm hyperactive, I'm out there, but I can also tone it down. Thank you to Ritalin. But you are always the most energetic person in the room. You're always the most out there. And I myself think that's a blessing in this mundane world. So if you have ADHD, do not be ashamed of it. Own it. You're amazing. Firstly, with reading with ADHD, you must change your environment. So don't try and read in your bed. Don't try and read where you work. Don't, you know, change your environment. Going outside. I find when I am pacing, when I'm walking and I'm reading, because my body is doing something, I can concentrate more. Obviously limiting distractions, and reading in a chunk of, I do pages. So I do 10 pages at a time. People say 10 minutes, but then I'm just going to be counting the clocks. I recommend setting a 5-page or a 10-page limit. And also, what was great for me was having piano music in the background, just really like piano music or a waterfall, because my brain can hear something in the background. So no intrusive thoughts or no random, you know, things pop into my head like, oh no, I gotta do that. And then, you know, you put down the book and then you go do the thing, you know. So having music on in the background and taking breaks, highly recommend. Okay, now you are a master of reading with ADHD. Let's discuss this book, Ikigai. Ikigai basically means your reason for being. It's the thing that gets you up in the morning, not your job, not just that, but what gives your life real meaning. For some people, it's their art. For others, it's family, helping others, cooking, gardening. What makes you feel alive, you know? And the book looks at a village in Japan called Ikinawa, which is one, they have one of the highest numbers of people who live past 100. And these people aren't just old, they are thriving. They're still gardening, dancing, hanging out with friends. And the reason for this is a combination of eating well, moving daily, and having a strong community and purpose. Their Ikigai. and a few gems that I picked up is don't retire from life. Even if you retire from work, keep learning, creating, doing stuff that matters to you. And to expand on this a little bit, the mind has tremendous power over the body and how quickly it ages. And most doctors agree that the secret to keeping the body young is keeping the mind active. And that's a key element of ikigai. And in not caving in when we face difficulties throughout our lives. And one study conducted at Yeshiva University found that the people who live the longest have two dispositional traits in common: a positive attitude and a high degree of emotional awareness, which are what the people in Ikinawa have. In other words, those who face challenges with a positive outlook and are able to manage their emotions are already well on their way towards longevity. And a stoic attitude can also help keep you young, as it lowers anxiety and stress levels and stabilizes behavior, which is seen in many centenarians. I'll share the next few gems from this brilliant book. And those who discover their ikigai have everything they need for a long and joyful journey through life. So stick around to hear the next few gems from this brilliant book after we have a little listen to some Tate McRae and our own Aussie boy, the Kid Laroi, with I Know Love on East Side. You said, don't lie, girl, you're looking sexy on the magazine, but what you doing after the photos? Looks like I'll be in the covers with you back to sit on no color, bro. I said, baby, if you want, I'll give you something you can hold on, you can feel for now, yeah. I said, baby, if you want, I'll give you something, but you only got me right now. Because from this book is eat till you're 80% full. Seriously, it's a thing in Ikinawa. Not stuffing yourself, just eat until you're satisfied. And it's a concept known in Japanese as harahachibu, and it's easy to do. When you notice you're almost full, but you could have a little more, just stop eating. That's when you've hit the 80% mark. And the easiest way to apply this concept, harahachibu, is to not eat dessert, skip dessert, or reduce your portion size. And the idea is to still be a little bit hungry when you finish. Few would challenge this idea, but without taking it to the extreme of malnutrition, of course, eating fewer calories than our body asks for seems to increase longevity. And the key is to stay healthy while consuming fewer calories. So high nutritional value, not Macca's, not I'll just have one Macca's meal and then that'll be it. Okay, no. They're talking about foods with high nutritional value that are rich in antioxidants. Vegetables like carrots, onions, cabbage, or sweet potatoes, fruits, even tofu. And whether calorie restriction will extend your lifespan in humans is not known yet, but data increasingly indicates that moderate calorie restrictions with adequate nutrition, obviously, like the foods I just mentioned, have a powerful protective effect against obesity, type 2 diabetes, inflammation, and something as little as obviously bloating, like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and reduces metabolic risk factors associated with cancer. So, I mean, an alternative to following the 80% rule, which is honestly something I don't always follow, I cannot skip dessert. So there is another method that this book mentions, and also Michael Mosley, I highly recommend him. He mentions in his books as well, the 5-2 diet. And it's where you eat normally 5 days a week, and then for 2 days, you consume fewer than 500 calories a day. And the University of Sydney did a study on the 5-2 diet, and they found that the benefits were weight loss, well, weight management, so not a drastic drop. So you still have obtained muscle mass. Obviously, reduced chances of type 2 diabetes, increased heart health, brain health. And so the type 2 diet, I highly recommend giving that a look. Another point from the book is to, you know, promote longevity is staying connected. Chat with your neighbors, if you have nice neighbors, if you're lucky enough to have that. Call a friend. Literally 10 minutes of talking to a friend a day can really turn your day around, especially if you're not having an amazing time. Community is a huge part of well-being. Whether you go out with your friends or whether you chat with someone over tea that day, especially if you live alone, just try and stay connected. Another point, and my final one, is keep moving. Not full-on gym sessions. Just keep your body active every day. Walk, stretch, dance in the kitchen, whatever you got to do. My grandfather lived till his mid-90s, and for the entire 70 years that my grandparents were together, they walked up and down Manly Beach every single morning, and they were so fit. That's all they did, all the physical exercise, and he lived to his mid-90s. So if that doesn't convince you to go outside, there was a study at Brigham Young University that found you can actually slow down cellular aging in your body. And to help achieve this, the recommended duration of physical activity that you should aim for is, for women, engage in 30 minutes of jogging per day, 5 days a week, which doesn't sound attainable. However, you can't slow down cellular aging by just pressing a button. Of course, it's going to be tricky. And of course, it's going to take time. And we're going to have to make time to do that. But for men, they have to jog 40 minutes per day, 5 days a week. But note, highly active literally means at least 30 to 40 minutes of running, 5 days a week, at least. All right, that's the lowdown on Ikigai. Give it a read if you're into learning the Japanese secret to a long and happy life. Or just take the message with you, move a little, smile more, and keep doing what makes your soul happy. Now, this is Anxiety by Dochi on Eastside.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah, my anxiety can't shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me and my anxiety. Yeah. Solo, no mojo. I bounce back, no pogo. Unhappy, no homo. New brands, no logos. Money on my juggler, natural hustler. Think I need a smuggler up in Russia. You could be my butler, shine my cutler. Shout out to Oyenda, that's the guzzler. Okay, next thing, my life is a wet dream. I call it a sex scene, the bag is a nice tease. I tried to escape, my life is an x-ray. I'm sorry, a sex tape, you only get one take. Quiet on the set, please. Rolling in the feeling anxiety. In 3, 2, anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah. Anxiety, shake it off of me. Somebody's watching me. It's my
today's show. You were listening to Breaking Waves. Thanks for hanging out with me. I hope you enjoyed those amazing breakthroughs in health and tech, and maybe took away a little inspiration from Ikigai too. If something sparked your curiosity, go share it with a mate. That's what it's all about. Stay kind, stay curious, and keep riding those waves. I'm Alex Healy. See you next time on Eastside FM.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.